So I was reading some articles online. No, just like some sexy, sultry ones. Cosmo kind of ones. Pretty interesting stuff. I don't know. Well, no, it's not like the grapefruit thing. I mean, there was some stuff like that, but it was more just like general confidence things, stuff like that. Oh no. It's I'm not doing a very good job explaining it. It was more like simple sex positive kinds of confidence things. Like scenarios, stuff like that. It's helping me put names to stuff that I didn't really know I wanted. I mean, sure, there were a few that I was intrigued by. Yeah, there were a few. Not sure how you'll like it, though. Well, I was thinking that maybe tonight, I take the lead. Yeah. Oh my God, cool. Okay. So, are you ready? Okay. Think of a safe word first. Perfect. Now you just lay on the bed. I have to grab some stuff real quick. I may have completely raided that sex shop on ninth.
More so, I just got a bunch of stuff from there. There's a lot of expensive things, but I think you'll love it. No, I did not get an 18-inch dildo. Why? I mean, did you want to try that? I wasn't trying to break the bank here, but I mean, if you want it. You're gonna love this. Well, I mean, at least I think you will, but you'll see. Yeah. You'll see.
Close your eyes for a second. Just close them. So let me know if these are way too tight or anything. I mean, I'd fix it if they're too tight, but they are staying on regardless. So, you know, I'm in charge and stuff, right? But I saved the receipt just in case. You know, for next time. Yeah, you can open your eyes now. Ta-da! I thought it would be fun. Nothing more dominant than not being able to move, right? Just at my complete and total whim. But yeah, I handcuffed you to the bedpost. So I'm in charge here, and it was in the article that it's soup. Oh, why just one? I mean, you know how much I love it when you play with my nipples, and you know it'd be pretty difficult to kind of impossible really to you know if both your hands are. No, you know what? Look, shh. No, shut up. This is about my pleasure tonight. If I say that you do that thing with my tits, then you're going to do it. And just because you're handcuffed, it doesn't mean that you aren't going to be putting in work. Oh no, you are going to be doing everything I say because I have the only way to get out. No, I didn't rehearse this. Just shut up. I am just naturally good at this sexy talk. Yes, I am. It's quite flattering that you think all of this has been like written down or something. Just so you know, when I open my mouth, this is all going to be spot on, mister. All right. So, right. And just because you're tied up doesn't mean that. Wait. I already did that part. God damn it. Okay. I may have rehearsed just a little bit. You know what? No. It doesn't matter. It's part of the thing I was trying earlier. Let's try again. You have to do what I say, and you're never going to forget that. But, okay, where was I? No, I didn't. I didn't forget. It's just I totally lost my train of thought is all. Yes, I know I said you have to forget it, but I will be benevolent and I will allow you to remember it if I need you to tell me where I was. Oh, yeah, right. The key. Oh, yeah. The only way you're getting out of this little situation is by getting this key, which we will just keep right here on this nightstand. Oh, what's that? Oh, the key. It's just out of reach. So tantalizing. So sick. What? You can? Shit. Okay. You can reach it. You've got like wacky tube guy arms or something. Can you just pretend that you cannot reach it for approximately 5 seconds? Okay. And can you look away? Just, you know, kind of be interested in the other part of the room. Okay. Can you try and, yeah. Oh, you're not just like hamming it up or anything. You can actually not reach it, right? Good. Okay. All right. So close and yet so far. If only your arm was just an inch or two longer, you'd be free. Yeah, hearty har har. Well, I guess that was wishful thinking. Okay, bud. You're done. One too many snide comments from you, mister. And to think I really wanted to hear those whimpers. Well, I don't have duct tape or anything, but I do have scotch tape. That'll work. I don't think we want to use the permanent stuff on your mouth. So it's not duct tape, but it'll have to do. You just keep running and running your mouth. So you know what? You've lost your privileges to talk. Oh, I have an idea. That's right. I'm taking off my panties. And they're going into your mouth. Open up, buttercup. Much better. Oh, oops. You're all choked up. Keep that tape closed just in case. Let's go ahead and get these off. Your pants. Oh. Well, hello down there. You know, you'd think with all this talking, you wouldn't be ready, but, well, you're a bit more honest down here, aren't you? And I would say that this kind of honesty should be rewarded. Let's see, I'm gonna need... Ha! I'll warm it up, don't worry. Well, you just looked so concerned. That gag does look fantastic on you. Oh, you're shifting around already? but baby, we just started. Oh, you poor thing, being all worked up like that. I think I need you to try to hold still. Oh, I would hate for you to hurt your wrist with all that squirming. Mm-hmm. Be a good boy. Try your best. I know it's hard. Well, I can tell because I'm stroking it. But I know a good boy like you can do it. Oh. Oh, no. That was a little jolting. Was that because of what I said? Or because I started rubbing the bottom of your cock with my thumb? Hmm? Squeezing a little harder. So tell me, does a good boy enjoy his cock being in my hand? Hmm? Yeah? I'm going to decide it's definitely because you're a good boy. Although that could just be because your mouth is full. Oh, baby, it's more than okay. See, we're both learning. We're learning things about each other. Here I was thinking you were just some brat, all that talking back. But now that I have your pants off, I think you're showing maybe your true self. Mm-hmm. Just aching to be a good boy. Oh, that poor hand up there. Just tugging on the comforter. Straining. Grasping. Making a fist. Well, why not put it to use? Do you want to be my good boy? Hmm? Play with my nipples? Oh! That's what I thought. Oh, you're doing great. When I have your cock in your hand, you just get so attentive and honest. Oh, now you're blushing. Oh my God, you're so cute. You don't want to be a little shit all the time, huh? You just want to be a good boy. I'm going to shake your head yes for me. Hmm? Oh, I think all that honesty is worth rewarding, don't you? Hmm? I'll just take all those muffled whispers as a yes. I'm going to go faster. You're going to have to keep up the beat with your free hand. Try to go faster than you are now. And I'll ruin you. Oh, yeah, that's... Well, I'll just stop touching when you come. Oh, no, 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 no. You do not get... do not get like that. Mm-mm. It's okay. I know you won't do it. You're a good boy, and good boys, well, they usually get to come. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what the magazine said. Maybe we could experiment with other things later, but for now, I like the idea of controlling your orgasm. How about you come by the count of five? Oh, don't give me that look. I was thinking of doing it to 10, but I kind of don't think you'd make it past 4. Oh. Oh, your hand feels good. Now, you might think you aren't going to, but I can feel every twitch down here. I can see your chest tensing up and your legs are quivering under my ass. Mm-hmm. Oh, every little movement tells me how desperately you want to be my good boy so you can come. Yeah, shake your head. Yes. Oh, good boy. So why don't you? Hmm? 5. You're gonna do it. There's no questioning it. 4. Just do it. Hmm? You want to come already, don't you? Just do it. Oh, not yet, though. 3. When I say so, you'll come. Not yet. Hold it in. Oh, because you wouldn't be good. Not yet. 2. You want to be my good boy, right? Hold it. Oh, right on that edge. Oh, quivering. Oh. 1. You can come, baby boy. Oh, there you go. Oh. 0. Come. Come, come. wow. What a good boy. I just love how much you want to please me. That was fun. I love you so much. Oh, but you're such a messy boy. Do you... Would you like me to clean you up? Hmm? Maybe with my mouth? Of course you do. So messy. That kind of really sucked a lot. Oh, no. Not you. It's my bad. It was the lube. God, that tastes terrible. The person who rang me up at the shop said the lube tasted really good. It was supposed to be like a chocolate flavor, I think. And yeah, that was not a chocolate flavor. No, I'm good. It's just so not sexy. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We're not going to do that again. We'll have to swap around the order next time. Maybe blowjob first, then handjob. Dang it. You know, I was actually kind of really excited about the whole chuck thing. I'll have to give that lady work there talking to. Maybe she just has no taste buds or something. Dang, it sucks. It's just staying. No, stop. Stop laughing. I can see it in your eyes. You're giggling around my panties, mister. Your girlfriend almost throwing up on your cock is not a funny time. The hand job was good though, right? Yeah. I got your legs twitching quite a bit there toward the end. You know, I wasn't sure about the good boy thing, but now that I know, it'll make the next part even more fun. Oh, dang, right. Still gagged. Give me a thumbs up. Are you good for round two? I thought so. I'd have taken out the gag, but the thought of you still drooling all over my panties is kind of hot. Okay, shh. That concerned look you shot me when I was reeling back, it was so cute. So we'll just have to jump right along into the coup de grace of the festivities. All right. This last one is going to be maybe a bit out there. Maybe you've even seen it, but it was in the magazine. So I figure we can try it. Okay, then let's just try it out, okay? You let me know if it doesn't work. You just go ahead and wrap your legs around me. I know, it'll be weird at first, but I actually think you'll really dig it. And if not, well, it won't matter. It just looks so fucking hot. I want it, and I'm in charge, so we're doing it. Give me a timeout signal if I go too far, because your safe word's not going to work now that I've gagged you. I don't want to really hurt you or anything, okay? I'm just going to put you inside me. Oh, all right so far? All right. Keep your legs locked around me, and I'll just start. Okay, we'll start slow and just kind of. Ow. Okay. Just a cramp or a pinch or I don't know. So can you, like, one second, just relax your ass a bit, okay? Oh, all right. That's better. You can move a bit closer to the bedpost and just adjust and get back inside. Oh. Okay. I think we should be good to go. We'll just keep it slower, way slower. Just, oh, I don't, I don't want you to come again so soon, so. Oh. Yeah, it did kind of hurt a bit. Just, we have to, you know, it's about finding the rhythm together, like a dance. Oh. Now be a good boy and play with my nipples. There you go. Oh. I bet this looks so hot. Slow down. Match my pace. Good boy, there you go. Oh, I knew you could do it. Good boy. Oh, your fingers. Oh, I like being on top. I think this is called Amazon. Oh, I know you can't say anything, but I can tell my your eyes that you just love this, don't you? Just watching me work your cock into me while you just lay there, helpless, cuffed to the bedposts. Oh, keep looking at me. Oh, you love being a good boy, don't you? Oh, yes. Oh, not just any good boy. My good boy. Oh, this cock. It's mine. It's mine. You, oh, you are all mine. Oh, that's right. Oh, you're doing your kegels, aren't you? How cute. Pumping into me. Oh, like it when I talk like that, huh? Oh, well, you're in luck, good boy, because I really, really like talking to you like this. Going to go faster now. Oh, you be a good boy. Go faster with me, too. Oh, yeah, there you go. Yes, harder. I want you to try to come with me, all right? Be a good boy for me. Come with me. Oh. Oh, I told you, you're so cute when you're about to come. Oh, baby, your face, it's getting me close. Oh, so close to the edge too. Oh, do not slow down. Oh, God. You're gonna come with me. You're going to. Yes, keep going. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck. You're gonna make me come. Make me come. Oh, fuck. I'm coming. Come with me. Come. Fuck. Fuck. So much. How did you have that much? Left. Oh, I'm just gonna snuggle against you. Oh, that worked. That worked for me. Did that last one work for you? I mean, I didn't see a timeout or yeah. Oops. There. sorry. Maybe I should have counted you down, you know, like before, but did you like it? You did? Oh my God, I thought I was doing such a bad job. It was really touch and go there at times. I almost threw up on your cock because of that lube, not you. That would have really sucked. I think I was a little ambitious, but I think it worked. Maybe do a bit more research next time together. Oh, I thought so. First thing tomorrow, I say that we go to the sex shop and, well, actually, I don't think we can return the lube since, I mean, sex shops don't do that, but still, I think we should go back and complain to someone and maybe buy that 18-inch dildo you said you were drooling over. Oh, that really hurt. Back to being a brat again, I see. Maybe I should have kept that good boy thing up longer. Maybe the gag. I bet I could have gotten you to do some chores. I cannot believe what a little brat you're being right now, smacking my ass. I was going to unlock you so we could clean up and watch a movie, but that key is pretty far away. It all got me pretty tired. And you know, my butt hurts from being hit twice by my boyfriend. I just don't think I have the energy to reach it. Well, I suppose I'm going to go get in the shower now, and there is plenty of room for one more.
Maybe enough room for a good boy. You wouldn't happen to know one, would you? I mean, unless you say something like, oh, I don't know, that you're going to be a good boy. I can't really hear you. Shower and all, you know. It's pretty loud. You'll have to speak up. All right. You convinced me.
Let's get you cleaned off. Good boy.